Faith Horizons Kingdom Brief. These are short podcasts between 5 and 10 minutes. The purpose of a Kingdom Brief is to share highlights from ongoing Kingdom activities and announce events in Kansas City. Just as big ships are turned by small rudders, the narrative of our cities and nations can be changed by a small few. God's Relay Race, a local marketplace prayer group, is passing the baton of godly business both spiritually and practically to this generation's leaders. Did you know that the first spirit-filled person in the Bible was a blue-collar craftsman? Here's my conversation with Scott Stenger. So it's interesting you bring up Remnant, because Remnant came up a couple times in the God's Relay Race. You know, we're at certain times in our countries, and in every country and every nation has its own like little progression that it plays. But it's oftentimes a small minority of people that end up changing the narrative of the nation.
Right.
And so, you know, this person brought on that, you know, there's sometimes a less than ideal narrative that's being played out, but it was brought on by a small group of people.
Right.
And this person brought to the light that God says that my remnant or my small group of people can do more. And I was just thinking about, you know, Jesus only had 12 disciples.
And pretty much unqualified. I mean, think about it.
Exactly.
This so-called religious leader, I mean, we know, really, those of us who are a follower of Jesus Christ realize that he's much more than a religious leader. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But nonetheless, if this guy was going to show up and lead some kind of religious revolution, Wow, was he a terrible recruiter, because he recruited the worst team possible to accomplish his objective, yet we know that he is accomplishing his objective and will completely accomplish his objective by recruiting the unqualified.
You know, as a business owner, the objective of a business, or at least one of the long-term objectives of the business, is to create a legacy. And right. Jesus, through those 11 people, created a kingdom that will never end.
Amen. He's the generational God. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of a nation of Israel. He's the God of the nations. He is. He begins with the end in mind, and he is has an unfolding plan, generation right. upon generation. You know, this last Saturday was November 12th. So it was the day after Veterans Day, November 11th, 2022. Well, the thing that inspired this gathering together of God's Relay Race was the historical event that happened in Kansas City in 1923, when over 50,000 businessmen gathered together to mark the marketplace for Christ. So this was November 11th. 1923 was when it happened. Well, here we are 99 years later. So it was 99 years and one day after that, and we're building up. Somehow we hope and pray that God will give us an idea, a picture, a plan of how we can commemorate the centennial of this in a year. But nonetheless, it was inspiring as the day after Veterans Day, we gathered together and we have those large pictures of that historical gathering from 1923. And we look at those and we use those to inspire us to say, wow, look at what they did 100 years, almost 100 years ago. And here we are, like a relay race. We're grabbing the baton,
yes,
of the race that they started. And even before them, somebody, yes, inspired them as well. And we're grabbing that baton and we're running our leg of this relay race for the marketplace of Kansas City and beyond. The heart of this nation is right here in the heartland. And we're handing it off to a generation. And in fact, after we had our time, our 2 hours of prayer, we hosted a little workshop for a dozen or so of these young business leaders who came in, and we went through some exercises to help them create their vision, mission, values, their objectives, strategies, and priorities, part of a one-page business plan, as well as we went through one of the business owners submitted his financial statements, and we went through those of his P&L and his balance sheet, and looking, we analyzed his customer database, and we mined some data out of that to show, you know, hey, look how much money you were making per customer this month versus this month, and why is that? And and so on and so on. So anyway, my point is that we are connecting with this next generation.
Yes.
Here we were in this setting where we have these large photos of what happened 100 years ago, and we kind of feel like that is this great cloud of witnesses, as Hebrews 12:1 talks about, looking in upon us and saying, what are you going to do with the momentum that we gave you? You know, we turned our moment into momentum. What are you going to do with this? And here we were in this setting, not only praying for the marketplace of Kansas City, but putting action with our prayers to sow into the next generation of these young business owners, making it an impact for Jesus Christ in Kansas City.
So there was a scripture that you sent to your clients. It was Ephesians 1, 17 through 19. And out of that, you said that one of your clients had kind of a revelation. What was that revelation?
Yes. Well, that scripture is what's called the apostolic prayers. And all these are, as when you read through the New Testament, the writings of the apostles, where did they spell it out very clearly of, I'm praying this for you people over in Ephesus, or you people over in Philippi, or you people in Rome, or whatever. I'm praying this specific thing for you. So we can take those prayers and we can model them and pray them, know that we're praying God's word and his will. And that particular passage says that asking God for a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ, that the eyes of our heart would be enlightened as to the hope of our calling, the riches of our inheritance, and the vast greatness of his power towards us. And so I pray that passage probably more than any for my customers, as well as myself and anybody else who's in my sphere of influence, so to speak. And it was interesting just praying that and circulated it to my clients a week ago, how even in the following week, a couple of scenes happened where one customer came to me and says, man, I don't know what's happening, but there's just something seems to be breaking out in our business. Yeah. And we are gaining some ground and perspective, and things are really changing for the better around here. And of course, I was able to then just share with him, well, here, this might be what's driving that.
Yes, yes.
What do you think of that? But then another customer, we're talking about, you know, when we go into the workplace, and I use the example of Michelangelo painting the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, and going, hey, here's this painter, whether he's painting a portrait or he's painting the side of a building or of an interior of it, nonetheless, he's using some God-given talent to the benefit of others and to the glory of God. And I went through some passages from Exodus chapter 31 to 35 or 36, talking about this blue-collar working stiff named Bezalel, and how this is the first person in the Bible who it says was filled with the Spirit of God.
That's remarkable.
Gosh, yes. And Moses commissioned Bezalel to build the artifacts of the tabernacle, and God's word says that Bezalel was filled with the Spirit of God, filled with wisdom and all manner of craftsmanship.
Wow.
And he also had the gift of teaching. He had an apprentice working for him. And as he employed his God-given talents, it said that it stirred the hearts of others to come in and join in. And so I'm telling this story to this one business owner, and all of a sudden it dawned on him, like, wow, I guess, yeah, Michelangelo was using his talents and painted the ceiling, and my employees are using their talents and finishing the floors. In other words, they're a hardwood installer. The revelation came to him. Again, this was in response to the prayer of Ephesians 1:17, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The revelation came to him that, you know what? I am, as a business owner, I am helping to nurture and cultivate these skills and gifts and talents in my employees, whether they're installing a hardwood floor, or it's somebody who's administrating payroll, or the accounting, or it's somebody who's doing the marketing and the selling. These are God-given talents that we can use to the glory of God. We can give pleasure to our Father. We can enjoy them for our own fulfillment, but at the same time, we're serving customers, we're serving employees, we're partnering with our vendors and suppliers, and collectively, we're advancing God's kingdom in the earth.
Amen, amen. I just thought that was so cool that, like, as you say, the man is basically helping steward the gifts that God has given the people that he has, but also these are somewhat their spirit-filled callings that God has given them and gifted them to do.
Right, right. I use the illustration of a kaleidoscope. And think of a kaleidoscope and how it has these colors and these shapes inside of it. And when you hold it down away from the light, you can faintly see some brilliant or some colors in there and some shapes and so on. It's neat, and you turn it and you see it changing. But it's full brilliance, and the genius of a kaleidoscope is when you turn it up to the light, and that's when the light shines through it, all of a sudden the brilliance of those colors and those shapes and so on unfolds. That's what we as business owners especially have the opportunity, the great privilege to do, is to help our employees kind of hold up them like a kaleidoscope to the light of Christ, and suddenly we see the full brilliance of what God has instilled in them, of their gifts, their talents, their aspirations, and we then get to help steward fulfillment of that in them, through them, and together collectively.
Thanks for joining us for another Faith Horizons podcast. I have two items for you to consider. First, if you would like to promote your business or ministry on the Faith Horizons website or podcast, go to faithhorizons.com/advertising. Second, I'd like to invite you to join our mailing list so you can receive updates of new podcast episodes and articles as they come out. There's a subscription link in the show notes and on the website footer. Thank you, and God bless.